first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn has a new look at an old city.
In the 1960s, I lived in Jerusalem. I was 20 and a romantic. Coming from Toledo, Ohio, that ancient city, haunting and mysterious, for me it was like landing in a fairy tale. I had a tiny flat on a small street called Evan Sapir, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem, City of Gold, the Hasidim and Mea Sharim dressed in medieval black coats, the 10,000 cats lurking in alleyways with laundry strung across them, and my little cell on Evan Sapir, where an iceman delivered a block of ice each week for my tiny icebox, and where my Yemenite landlord killed a chicken out back every Friday before Sabbath. I returned to Toledo, a tragic poet, signing my poems, The Jerusalem Ghost. Last year, in my 70s, I returned to Jerusalem. The ancient stone buildings were still in place, glowing golden in the evening, but now there were fast trains downtown, honking traffic, and labyrinths of open markets lit up at night with streams of digital overhead lights. I walked slowly down Evan Sapir, peeking in every alley. A bearded man approached, asking if I was lost. I told him, no, I was just searching for my old flat of 50 years ago. He asked how old I thought he was. Was he flirting? I guessed he was 60. He laughed and said, no, I'm 78. In Jerusalem, the men grow old quickly and stay old a long time.
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.